slow starts, and you guys get off to a hot start, but not punching in touchdowns instead of field goals. How important is that for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, touchdowns. 21-0 sounds, and it is a lot better than 13-0, obviously. And so when we have those opportunities, we get it down there, we've got to be able to score touchdowns. I think, you know, everybody in the league's trying to do that. We just got to focus on the things we can control. We had some plays out there that, we missed on that we just need to execute better. And, we had the fast start last week. We're just going to continue working on, you know, being efficient and effective all game long.
Have you been around the league enough now to know that quarterback gets more criticism than deserved, sometimes credit than deserved, and that many cries just deal with cries for quarterback change? Have you learned at this point that that's just the way it goes?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely the way that it goes. And I think, as a quarterback, especially as a, guy that really started at the bottom and has, kind of worked my way in every situation I've been in, I've faced and heard a lot of that. But it's just always important, the message that I send to other guys, guys that I've played with, or, guys that I talk to, is it's the confidence that you have in yourself. You've got to have confidence, you got to believe, and you got to go out there and play. Ignore the noise, ignore everything that goes on outside, and have confidence in who you are and why you are in the situation you're in, and just continue to go out there, work hard, and, make plays.
Can you hear the noise
stuff? It really, at this point in my career, it really doesn't affect me, to be honest. I've at this point, done a lot of different things, but I take a lot of pride and criticize myself harder than anybody else does, and so I think that in itself is what helps me through it too, is being your harshest critic, and knowing that there's things that I need to continue to work on, and there's some things that we've done that have been pretty good, and so it's eliminating the bad plays and more of the good plays.
What was the key last year, beating the Texans? What was your game plan? What did you guys do?
Well, it was such a different, last year was two completely different teams than what we have going this year, and especially being at the end of the year with, I think, everything that happened here, and even in Tennessee, the stuff that we were going through, it's hard to even think about. I know you're not asking to compare the games, but I wouldn't even touch on it just because it's two completely different teams and different systems, different coaches, all that.
When you guys were preparing during the week, what were y'all thinking and saying about JJ?
JJ, we said he's the best player, in football, in terms of how disruptive he is, in terms of the amount of plays that he makes, whether it's, in the running game or the passing game. Just a guy, you not only have to know where he is on every play, but you've got to account for him with a couple different players on every play.
What did can't remember what kind of game he had, but did y'all, were y'all like,
I don't remember either. I'm sure he hit me a few times and swatted a few of my balls down, but I don't off the top of my head remember what kind of game he had.
Brian, having been around Jake Locker for that entire season,
yeah,
kind of going back and forth with him, what does he do well as a quarterback, and where can you kind of see him maybe going in this league as a quarterback if it all works out?
Well, Jake's a very instinctive player. One of the toughest guys I've been around, and unfortunately he's had to deal with a lot of different significant injuries and bumps and bruises, and but in terms of toughness, I don't know if I've met a tougher guy. I really enjoyed watching him play last year when he was healthy, just in terms of going out there and being able to play fast and use some of his instincts and run what he could, and throws the ball real well. So Jake's a close friend of mine, a great competitor. I think that's the biggest thing when you think of Jake. He's going to compete his tail off. And, we'll see if he's out there or not, but it'll be fun getting to see him on Sunday.
What was it like kind of watching him have to deal with the injuries and the up and down? You know that he wants to be out there and he has a talent, but that's not easy for anyone, especially early in their career.
Yeah, it's not. It's not easy to you know, have the patience to come back from that stuff. It's not easy, you know, mentally in terms of wanting to be out there and not being able to play. All that stuff is hard. It's something that a lot of guys have to go through. You know, and unfortunately he's had to go through that multiple times, but in terms of the mental toughness and the physical toughness, you won't meet somebody that has better attributes at that than he does.
You watched Earl Casey develop into a top inside pass rusher last year.
Yep. Well, he's a very disruptive guy. You know, a lot of his stuff is quickness. He's got great technique and moves, and if he gets the edge on you, you have a hard time blocking him. You know, they've allowed him to do a lot of the similar things he did in the past. You know, not necessarily a true 3-4 with the way they're running it, but, you know, a guy that we'll have to pay attention to on every play because of how disruptive he is. And it just... You know, it shows up time and time again. I remember, you know, getting there and you know, everybody talked about him, and then actually getting to see him play on a Sunday. He's a pretty special player, and you know, obviously was rewarded with the contract this year because of it.
What kind of advantage do they have knowing you so well so recently? You know, you were removed from Buffalo, but you started there, and all those players saw you practice.
Yeah, you know, it's almost the same thing, I guess, that I said with Buffalo. Sitting there watching the tape, I'm very familiar with most of their players on defense. You know, there's a lot of the same faces from last year, and they're very familiar with me. So, again, I don't know if there's an edge one way or the other, just because I've got a good feel for a lot of those guys, and I'm sure they have a good feel for me. But, yeah, I mean, I know McCourty knows some of my tricks, and Griff, and, you know, a guy like George Wilson, who we played together for 5 years. So, yeah, they'll certainly know me and my tendencies and things. And, you know, so that'll be an interesting thing to watch. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I've got a lot on my plate on every play in terms of getting us in the right play, whether it's a run or a pass, you know, whether it's the third down stuff or the red zone stuff, which we don't get to later on in the week. So, you know, standing here on, what day is it, on Wednesday, you know, every week is just as important as the next in terms of, you know, what they're going to throw at me and all the different things mentally and, you know, in the game physically I'll have to do.
This season less emotional, this game, than
perhaps Buffalo? Yeah, it is. And, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. But, yeah, certainly not as many – Not as many stirrings of emotions going on than when we were going to play Buffalo.
We can't expect another stirring.
yeah, I don't, probably not. If it is, it'll be behind closed doors this time, probably.
Brian, Bill O'Brien always says about, you know, 1 week at a time, but how important is it for you guys to even this thing up and get the 4-4 and not be 3-5 after something?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got to get back on track here in terms of winning some games. You know, we just... You look at every game, and all of a sudden it comes down to 3 or 4 plays, mistakes by us, great plays by the other team, whatever it is. That's the NFL for you, and we've been on the bad end of it for the last few weeks here, and we've got to turn that around.
Yeah, I apologize. You may have addressed this when you first came in. The great start in Pittsburgh. I mean, things didn't go so well necessarily in the middle part of that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing pointing the first third down, you know, making a play on the first third down, getting the conversion, and kind of getting us going, you know, allowing us to get into some of our tempo stuff. And, you know, the guys up front did a great job. Arian ran the ball well. But I think it was really that first third down that was obviously the key to that drive in terms of, you know, allowing us to get a little bit of momentum. I mean, this whole game is about adversity and mental toughness and, you know, the questions that continue about fast starts. And we get off to a fast start, but then we, you know, struggle in the middle part of the game. So there's a lot of different things we need to do to grow as a team. But, you know, we're going to be able to face those adverse situations and approach them with mental toughness, and you know, we'll continue to get better.
Ryan, Bill said early in the game, when Andre wasn't as effective as he usually is, Andre Johnson, that he was open, but there were some bad reads. Can you take through what you saw and how you do that?
Yeah, I mean, there, you know, my job is to get the ball to our playmakers, and you know, I didn't get it to Andre nearly enough early. So it's just one of those deals. You know, I've got to continue, as I progress, continue to get better, continue to throw the ball to the right guy, you know, making sure that everybody's on the same page with that.
Is that some things caused by their defense that led you away from him in terms of your progression and all that?
I mean, sometimes it's all the plays are different, but yeah, some of them, you know, I'm having to go away from him because of certain things they're doing, but other times, you know, probably should be able to get the ball to Andre a little bit more.